Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, you know that the old song goes to the movie. And what was the movie? The Poseidon Adventure? There has to be a morning after. I hope you had a wonderful July 4th. My family was all in. We had a bit of a scare. An accident that could have been the ultimate tragedy or a life-changing event. However, I am certain God intervened and allowed us a miracle. To see his hand is always near. And after a time in an emergency room, it was one of my sons, not me. My day was then filled with much gratefulness and love for all those around me. We truly do serve an awesome God. Today, we get back to protecting liberty and truth. Today we get back to fussing at the bureaucracy. Today we stand on that Declaration of Independence that we celebrated only yesterday, as the nation's demand for such was only 242 years ago and one day. I had an email. As you know, we're trying to do something different. We're doing a YouTube, so we want you to go join the YouTube channel. It is CSE Talk Radio with Beth Ann, just that simple. Watch the videos. Most of it right now is just the monologue, but we do have a few up there. We're having a little issue on getting the show all in one entirety. But give us your feedback. Let us know what you think. We're learning. We're trying to get there. I say we very loosely. I have a friend that's helping me here. It is a little bit different having somebody with a camera on me while I'm sitting here trying to speak to you. But I had an email from a listener, and they live in Illinois. And this came, and they flagged it priority, follow-up priority. And I guess I'm the one who flagged it because I wanted to follow up with it. They said, "Your program today is superb." And they were talking about July 4th. So if you did not see July 4th or hear July 4th show, you need to go back and do that. "We are listening to you read the Declaration of Independence as I write this. We always try to listen to you on shortwave radio first and the iPad second. You are always clear and easy to listen to on the iPad, but... there's something special about listening to your broadcast coming in to our house over the radio. Radio is a much more personal way of hearing your broadcast. Even with the static and the noise inherent to shortwave reception, listening to your moving program is a special experience. As we get ready to travel and visit our daughter in Tucson, we will be listening to you on the iPad. Out on the wide prairie where the pioneers lived among the buffalo and the native people, we will be speeding along at 70 miles per hour listening to you with a smile in our hearts. July 4th, 1776 to July 4th, 2018. Thank you for presenting CSC Talk Radio. Best regards, Ken and Donna." That was very heartwarming yesterday evening when I actually saw it after the day's events. Brought a little tear to my eye because sometimes you wonder, why am I here? What am I doing? Am I making a difference? Am I encouraging? Am I helping anyone? Well, we're looking at another historical decision as President Donald Trump, and I'm going to challenge you as I am challenging myself, because we've been very lax with what we call our presidents. Not just this one, but this one it seems to be even worse. But let's call him President Trump or President Donald Trump and not Trump. So I'm making that challenge to you. the president has a huge decision here to make, and Congress has a huge task to see to it, that it gets done. The people elected this president. One of the items we appreciated so much on his campaign was the list. And then candidate Donald Trump came up with a list of possible Supreme Court nominees. Those who were doubtful about the candidate Donald Trump's truth and conservative values needed this security. On that list was Gorsuch, and he is now on the Supreme Court. Many believe the president should stay to the list, and I agree at this point in time. I mentioned earlier this week that I'm very concerned about the division in this nation. The Democrat Party keeps feeding the hate and then blaming President Donald Trump for the violence. But it isn't the conservatives who are spitting on people, kicking them out of restaurants, claiming no President Trump supporter should or deserves any peace or any moments of rest in their lives. Harassment isn't freedom, and it isn't the First Amendment, nor is it free speech. The First Amendment gives you the right to speak out against government and the policies being pushed on you by the elected body. But it doesn't give you the right to haunt people day and night, stalking them for the purpose of harassment and not allowing them to rest or have peace on their own time is not the First Amendment right, regardless of what Mad Maxine tells you. Yesterday was a historical day for this nation and for others as well. I have good news, I have absurd news, and I have just plain old let's figure it out together news. So let's get on with the news here. The good news, let me get it. The good news is in the Bundy case, the judge in the Bundy case knocked down these prosecutors that wanted to bring it back up again. It says the federal judge rejected prosecutors' request Tuesday to reconsider her dismissal of the case against Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, his two sons, and a friend, Ryan Payne. The U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro dismissed conspiracy charges against the four men on January 8th after finding that prosecutors had acted with prejudice throughout the trial. The Oregonian reported federal prosecutors violated federal law and failed to share evidence favorable to the defendant's case with the court. The court's findings of outrageous government conduct was not in error, Navarro wrote in her 11-page ruling obtained by Oregonian, which is a newspaper. On the contrary, universal sense of justice was violated by the government's failure to provide evidence that is potentially exploitatory. I can't even talk this morning. The prosecutor's request did not make any new arguments or bring forth any evidence that Navarro had not already considered in her decision to dismiss the case. The court gave somber consideration to the ramifications of its order and found that it was in the interest of justice to dismiss the case with prejudice. A motion for reconsideration should not be used to ask the court to rethink what it has already thought. She is standing tall, she's standing firm, and that is good news that we have this morning, and it happened July 3rd. And I just got wind of it. It just came in this article yesterday. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome. Our main topic today is going to be the Supreme Court. But I have a couple other things I wanted to share with you. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As I mentioned in the monologue as we opened up the show, it has always been in the news. Now, I know that they talk about during the campaign rallies, when there was a disruptor in one of President Donald Trump's rallies, then candidate Donald Trump, that he made a comment about hitting him in his face. Well, this was because the guy was being violent already. I'm not excusing the president, but I can kind of understand, especially when you're not a politician, your reaction to such things. When you see people in the crowd being harassed or being pushed around or spat upon, which they did. Well, this happened yesterday. And it says it's an ongoing harassment of President Donald Trump supporters. It says Trump. I'm going to try very hard not to just say Trump, okay? He wrote it that way, but I'm going to say President Trump supporters by courageous liberals reached another level on Tuesday night when a random adult, quotes in the air, stranger approached a group of teenagers at a San Antonio, Texas Whataburger and not only stole the Make America Great hat off of one of their heads, but tossed his drink at him as well. Now, picture this scenario. You've got a group of teenagers sitting there, and this so-called adult comes up to them, cursing the president, cursing the teenager, steals his hat, didn't give it back, told what he was going to do with the hat, and then tosses his drink on the teenager. Now, apparently I did not watch the video, but there is a video of this on Facebook, I think, of the event. People were wanting the bad guy to be identified. The young man was identified. He's a 16-year-old. His name is Hunter Richard. He says, I support my president, and He said, I support my president, and if you don't, let's have a conversation about it instead of ripping my hat off. I just think a conversation about politics is more productive for the entire whole rather than taking my hat and yelling subjective words to me. Who was the adult? Who was the adult in this scenario? And who is the adult when we talk about the liberals or the Democrats or whatever you want to call them, the president haters? Who's the adult when they're the ones screaming and hollering at people and wanting them harassed and kicked out of restaurants? Apparently, this would have been okay with Maxine Waters, Mad Max. Well, he wasn't kicked out of the restaurant. It wasn't the restaurant owner. It was just a random stranger that didn't like the kid's hat. Hates our president. And used vulgar words in order to make his point. Did he make his point clear? I don't think so. I think he made his point clear, all right. That he's a jerk. Without any integrity. And with lack of understanding of what the First Amendment truly is. And most of these, I would say, don't understand the Declaration of Independence. Probably haven't read it. Other than maybe the high school or junior high, they had to memorize the preamble. And they've not read the Constitution. They really don't understand what this nation is about and the sacrifices that were given so that they could be jerks like that. Although that's not a right, that's harassment, and that he should have been arrested for it. But apparently he got away with it. Well, it was a good day yesterday for many immigrants who took their oath to become a citizen. I hope you're listening to this, because we are not a nation that hates immigrants. We love immigrants. About 14,000 legal immigrants will officially become American citizens on Independence Day, participating in the naturalization ceremonies at 27 different locations nationally. When oath ceremonies are tied to the 4th of July, it's a message that immigrants believe in this nation. And this is coming from Joshua Hoyt, an executive director of National Partisanship for New Americans. He told this to ABC News. It's a beautiful and emotional thing. Hoyt added that the NPNA, which is the National Partnership of New Americans, supports naturalization as being good for the immigrants, their communities, and our nation, while contributing to higher incomes and social cohesion, according to the ABC News. The 4th of July falls less than a month after multiple immigration-based incidents have occurred among policy changes. President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance policy on illegal immigrants has caused protests, online campaigns, and even personal attacks on administration officials. Even though President Trump signed a June 20 executive order to keep families of illegal border crossing together as they await prosecution. Legal immigrants, however, after going through all the lawful motions to achieve citizenship, are able to participate in the patriotic ceremonies where new Americans are officially sworn in together. Naturalization ceremonies are often held in places of historical importance. For instance, in Philadelphia, the Daughters of the American Revolution held one for children of the Betsy Ross House. That was pretty cool, wouldn't it? I got to visit that. I missed the Betsy Ross House because they just closed about 30 minutes before I got there. It says here in this article, every year we celebrate 13 children who each represent the 13 original colonies at our ceremony. The children of the American Revolution read out the colonies' name and ring a bell in the order they joined the Union as each child comes up and receives their citizenship certificate. You know, I was thinking over the weekend, how many of us even remember, and I should have looked it up, I know I have known it at one point in time, what number of state the state you live in is. I think we all know 49 and 50. But what number of state was yours when you became a part of the Union and you became a state? And these children, of course, they're doing the 13 because it's significant with the 13 colonies that actually fought for our independence. It's Coyne said the ceremony brings tears to her eyes every time as the children of America's first patriots welcome America's newest children. They have children that are descendants from the first patriots. Ring the bell and welcome in the new children. That would be emotional. That would really be emotional. I have been in this nation since birth, obviously, but my ancestors have been for generation after generation after generation. So when the liberals say we are all immigrants, that's not true. If you were born here and your ancestors were born here, you're not an immigrant. You're a born citizen. 14,000 just yesterday, 14,000 legal immigrants became United States citizens, and they did it the legal way. And it's an emotional thing, it's a beautiful thing when we welcome those who really want to be a part of this nation into our clan, I don't know what you would call it, that's kind of a bad word, as citizens into our nation. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to start concentrating on the Supreme Court. I've got several articles about that I want to share with you. If you want to join in on that, it's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to get into the Supreme Court, but we have a caller from Michigan. We have Tom, and he wants to talk about that a little bit, and he wants to make a comment about the guy grabbing the kiddo's hat. Tom, how are you doing today?
Fine, thanks. This all kind of runs together, I guess. With, the split in this country of the left and right, and now with the Supreme Court, I don't think this country's ever been more divided, profoundly divided. And, it seems like there just can't be any common ground. The main thing seems to be is the, pro-life versus pro-choice. And, if I were a liberal and I wanted to listen to a station, and have a discussion, and then all of a sudden, somebody with a lesser conscience, a weaker conscience than mine would be just screaming at me, calling me a murderer because I believed in pro-choice. There can be no conversation the same way as that. A guy running into the restaurant and grabbing the guy's hat, no intellectual, ammunition and just, and throwing
the
hat. No,
the intellect was the screaming of the vulgar words and what he was going to do with the hat and calling the kid and the president names and that I can't repeat. It's just absurd. It doesn't make any sense, and it accomplishes absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but that was, yeah, I mean, that was one guy, and that's probably, you know, things like that are probably good for, you know, the Republicans when, you know, when people just go off the handle like that with no intellect and, you know, and just get crazy. That's, you know, that, you know, they're at the end of their rope or why they're doing it, I don't know. But I'm just saying that, you know, it looks to me like, you know, there's a parable that, you know, a house divided against itself won't stand.
It will crumble. And, it will
yeah.
crumble. And I think we see that, and I'm concerned about it because it's the division is, there are many, like this gentleman, I'm using that word loosely, that attacked this young teenager. He probably hasn't got a clue what he even believes as far as the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights. He probably doesn't have a clue what this nation was even established to be or the sacrifices that were made for him. He probably doesn't even have a clue, but he likes big government to take care of people. And that's not what we were about, and I'm afraid that we have maybe compromised ourselves.
Well, talking about, you know, big government taking care of people, you know, back when I was in school, you know, a lot of years ago, and, you know, people, we'd get in fights, and we didn't bring guns to school, but we got in a lot of fist fights and brawls. And, you know, one of our sayings was, that the guy, you don't want to fight the guy who doesn't have anything to lose. And I think, you know, that's apropos that, you know, a lot of these people that want government to give them everything, they're people that don't have anything to lose. And, you know, basically the other side, we have conservatives who basically want to conserve their, you know, place in the pecking order, the feeding chain.
We actually individually have something that we're fighting for. We actually have something that we're protecting, and they don't.
My solution is get rid of the IRS and let the people.
I think it goes deeper than that, but I do think that's a good idea. But I do think it goes deeper than that.
I can go though, on the, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
Tom, I need to let you go because I've got other callers piling up. So
thank you.
No, thank you. We've got Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm just trying to stay cool in this heat.
It is hot, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Now Judge Navarro, I don't know that much about her, but she sounds like the kind of judge that needs to be promoted up the line, at least into the appellate court level and possibly to the Supreme Court. You know, she's the kind of judge we had 40 years ago in this country, which seemed to be very rare today.
I was going to say, they seem to be rare.
Oh, yeah. I've watched the deterioration of the court system. They just, what they do is they pick the judges that will play ball with the prosecutor to frame people, and they keep moving them up the line.
Right.
That's why it's got to the point now where even the appeals courts are pretty much useless in this country because they no longer follow what the U.S. Supreme Court says they're required to follow. I mean, you can give them the case law, and they'll just ignore it. They don't care any longer. They just do as they damn well please because they know you've got less than 0.1% of a chance of getting your case ever heard by the United States Supreme Court. And that's why they get away with this stuff.
Mm.
Now, what should be done in the Bundy case is the law says that any prosecutor, now here may be the problem. I don't know if Bundy did any time. But anybody who's framed by a prosecutor in this country, him and all of his agents that committed perjury in order to frame that person, they're required to serve the time that the victim had to serve. Like a guy, like I personally knew Bradley Stinn. He was one of the 137 middle management people in that Enron case.
Okay.
He got framed by Eric Holder and six of his goons, all right? They framed 137 people. It took those people 2 years for their attorneys to finally pry the evidence out of Eric Holder and his goons to prove that they were all framed on that deal. So that 2 years, Holder and all his people that helped him frame those people are required by federal law to serve the same amount of time that Bradley Stinn and those other 136 victims served.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's not just an idea, it's law. It's federal law, okay? But nobody's going after these guys. And so since there's no consequence for the crimes they're committing against people, they just continue, like any other criminal, they just continue to do it. That's where the problem lies. And people don't know.
They don't know, because, you know, and that's, you know, thank you for telling us. I appreciate that. We need to know that, and we need to make a point of making sure that other people close to these judges know that, and these prosecutors that are, they obviously, and you know that they went after the Bundys, and they went after the Hammonds, She goes on in this and says, you know, that the BLM acted, her words are, the Mears team of prosecutors had dismissed several claims of missing and hidden evidence by the defendants as fantastical and a fishing expedition. However, an investigation into the Bureau of Land Management, we call them BLM, handling of the 2014 Nevada standoff with the Bundys revealed incredible bias, widespread misconduct, and likely illegal actions. And nothing was done to them.
Yeah,
and so you're absolutely right. They need to be held responsible.
Right.
The prosecutors as well.
Right now, going after a Missouri federal prosecutor for the same thing, him and six BATF agents.
Hmm.
You know, they withheld over 70,000 pages of evidence and over 1,000 hours of recordings from the defendant in order to frame this guy. He did 6 years federal time.
Wow.
So we're working on a case right now against these guys to get them not only get the case overturned because it's fraud on the court, there's no statute of limitations on fraud on the court. We're going to go after them for money damages, for false arrest and imprisonment, plus try to get these guys prosecuted and in prison for framing this guy.
All right. Well, good luck. We'll be praying about that. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Neil, I need to get moving on here. Thank you so much. I do have some quotes here from Supreme Court judges in the past, and some of them were very interesting. Now, you know, you can find a quote from anybody and make it sound really, really good. We can find a quote from President Barack Obama or President Bill Clinton and make it look really, really good, and we know that many, many times they stood against the Constitution. But these were some really good quotes, and I wanted to share them with you because I hear the music. I want to emphasize how important and significant this new Supreme Court nominee is going to be to this nation, to the future of this nation. And that is why the liberals and the Democrats are going to fight it with everything they have, because they don't want things to become constitutional. And that's why they're so worried. Of course, they're just screaming to make noise about such and such or this and that being overturned or the making new laws. Well, it's because they know that they were unlawful to begin with. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We will be right back.
Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't.
A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried MyPillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSE Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand and its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change, for the land, and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As I promised, I have some quotes, and I wanted to preface this before we got into some of the other rhetoric of what the Democrats are possibly going to do. And I believe President Donald Trump will get it done. I think it will happen. And I've got some, I don't know who he's going to nominate, and he has promised to, I think he's going to give that on the 9th. Of July. I think he wants to get it done before he goes to Finland. He's going to Finland here, you know. Well, this is coming from the Daily Caller. It says the best quotes from Supreme Court judges. Now, who's to say what the best quotes are? But this is coming from a Kevin Daly, and he's a Supreme Court reporter. Here's a quote: "If it were up to me, I would put in jail every scandal-wearing, scuffy-bearded weirdo who burns the American flag. But I am not a king." Who said that? It was Justice Scalia on Texas versus Johnson and the decision that struck down a state law banning the desecration of the flag. That's not what us conservatives would have liked, but if we're going to stand on that is a free speech item, you know, I guess kind of like the women burning their bras back in the hippie days. But anyway, we go on. Here's another quote. "May it be long before the people of the United States shall cease to take a deep and pervading interest in the 4th of July as the birthday of our national life, or the event which then occurred shall be subordinated to any other of our national history." And that was Justice Samuel Freeman Miller. Here's another one. This one's coming from Justice Louis Brandeis, Whitney versus California. "Those who won our independence valued liberty as an end and as a means. They believed liberty to be the secret of happiness and courage to the secret of liberty." Now, I don't know what the case was that they were deciding when this was a quote, but that is obviously true in this statement from this particular justice. That is why it says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They believe they all went together. Here's another one from Justice William Douglas, and it's with, I don't know how to pronounce that name, Beauharnais versus Illinois. The framers of the Constitution knew human nature as well as we do. They, too, had lived in dangerous days. They, too, knew the suffocating influence of orthodoxy and standardized thought. They weighed the compulsions for restrained speech and thought against the abuses of liberty, and they chose liberty. Here's another great quote. Let the American youth never forget that they possess a noble inheritance bought by the toils and the sufferings and the blood of their ancestors, and capacity, if wisely improved and faithfully guarded, of transmitting to their latest posterity all the substantial blessings of life, the peaceful enjoyment of liberty, property, religion, and independence. Isn't that a great quote? That's from Justice Joseph Story, Commentaries on the Constitution. Here's another one. But our society, unlike most in the world, presupposes that freedom and liberty are in a frame of reverence that makes the individual, not government, the keeper of his states, beliefs, and ideas, that is, the philosophy of the First Amendment. And it is this article of faith that sets us apart from most nations in the world. And that was Justice William Douglas, Paris Adult Theater versus Slayton. Here's one more, and we'll finish with this. Our whole constitutional heritage rebels at the thought of giving government the power to control men's minds. And that is Justice Thurgood Marshall, Stanley versus Georgia. We are rebels, our heritage of rebels, that the thought of giving government the power to control men's minds. We're almost out of time, but we have one more caller. We have Joe from Arkansas. Real quickly, Joe, how are you doing today? Okay.
Oh, I'm still getting by, and how are you, Beth?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to briefly comment on two issues. One is the language used to describe judges. You know, they describe judges as either activist or originalist, which I think is a lousy euphemistic language. What they should describe them as, judges who have integrity or judges who don't have integrity, because they all take an oath to that they're going to follow the Constitution. So if they take an oath to follow the Constitution, then they don't follow the Constitution. They don't, and a judge's job is to rule by the law and by the Constitution. So then if they take an oath to do that, and they take a job that has that just job description of doing that, then they don't do it. You know, they're not some kind of activist. They're rotten, corrupt, lousy criminal people without integrity, and they should be talked about that way.
I think you're absolutely right.
That's the way I think about that. And the other thing I wanted to comment on is this issue of flag burning. And to my mind, this is really simple, and that's a flag is a piece of cloth which belongs to somebody. Every flag is somebody's property. You know, you go to the store and you buy a flag, it's your property. So if you want to burn your property, you know, you should be free to do that. But then if you burn a flag that belongs to somebody else, you know, that
exactly.
should be theft and destruction of somebody else's property, and it would be just fine to punish it really heavily.
Or take somebody's hat off their head and run off with it.
Well, that's theft and theft
is
somebody else's
absolutely.
Property.
Yeah. You're absolutely yeah. right. All right. Appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
We're almost finished today, and I didn't get into some of these, and we'll talk about them tomorrow. It will be Free for All Friday tomorrow, and Daniel Turner will visit with us during the second segment. This is your homework. This came from two people. Well, actually, Benny Johnson is the one who put it up. It's also part of the Daily Caller. The 50 most American things in history of the earth. Now, they've named several things here that they think is wonderful for Missouri. Not Missouri, for this nation. What sets this nation apart? Now, don't think too deep. These guys didn't get too deep. I'll give you an example. Pickup trucks and Johnny Cash. I would have had to put, and I don't think it was on here, cowboys. We would have to put cowboys. What is it that makes America great in history? It sets us apart from everyone else. That's your homework for tomorrow. It should be fun. It should be fun. I'll keep it right here in the studio. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. We have talked about several things today. Several things. The Supreme Court decision is going to be very important. It's going to be historical. And it's, I'm going to ask you, I'm sorry, I got a little catch in the throat, to be in prayer about it. We're a nation divided, and there's only one way to bring that nation back together. And that's for the people to take a stand. That's for the people to get on their knees. That's for the people to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.